Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition. A bright sunny morning here in Sydney on the 26th of October. It still feels unreal when I wake up in my bed and I'm like, hey, am I really in Australia? It's a gorgeous city. The city is actually goals for both life and fitness because people are so fit. There's surf bodies everywhere. It's super intimidating and inspiring in equal amounts. Anyway, diving right into it, on the 26th of October, lots of international news today. It's probably going to be a long one, so that's a heads up. Maybe more than 5 minutes. Anyway, the first piece on the news is deadline to link Aadhaar to your SIMs or to your bank accounts is extended to March 2018. 178th journalist killed in Philippines since democracy. Yes, Philippines is one of the most unsafe countries for journalists. Kenyans are going to the polls again. The previous ones were cancelled because of a number of scams that led to the run-up of it. Catalonia's stalemate continues. We still don't know if Catalonia is independent or not. India win their landmark 100th ODI against New Zealand and level the series 1-1. And the world's most powerful passport is no longer European. Guess which country? We'll discuss that soon. But you won't believe it. Anyway, deadline to link Aadhaar schemes extend to March 2018. The centre told the Supreme Court on Wednesday that the deadline's been extended to March 31st, 2018, adding that the extension will only be applicable to those who do not have Aadhaar cards. The government said no coercive action would be taken against those who do not have Aadhaar. That's right, basically, if you don't have an Aadhaar card, you're not going to be penalized, so hence the extension. So, the centre has directed telecom operators to offer re-verification for Aadhaar SIM linking at the subscriber's doorstep for the convenience of those with a disability, illness, or old age. So, that's some measures that the government really wants to have Aadhaar as a UIDAI and the equivalent of the social security number in the US. But that's essentially something that the government's been pushing for. So Aadhaar is important, not mandatory, but in a way it is mandatory, if you know what I mean. Like, you're really not going to get your subsidies, etc., without an Aadhaar. Bank loans or any NBFC loans also require you to have an Aadhaar. Anyway, next piece on the news is another journalist killed in Philippines since democracy was restored. His efforts were mostly around ousting a town mayor over alleged corruption. He's reportedly the 178th journalist to be killed in Philippines since the restoration of democracy in the country in 1986. Notably, the Philippines is believed to be one of the world's most dangerous countries for journalists, surpassed only by Iraq. Kenyans head to the polls again. The previous presidential election was nullified over hacking claims by the opposition party, and the candidate Raila Odinga has since withdrawn, so he's not standing for the new elections, mostly not actually, unless he decides in the last minute that he does want to. He's calling for a boycott of the contest, which was allowed to proceed after not enough justices showed up to rule on a potential challenge. Catalonia stalemate continues. Yes, there is actually absolutely no clarity on whether Catalonia will remain independent or not. Spain is like Real Madrid will control. Sorry, what am I saying? My obsession with football is never going to die. Madrid will control Catalonia, but Catalonia is like, hey, we passed the referendum and we have the independence, go ahead, so we're going to be independent. So it's funny, within the same country, two different parties are thinking two different things. So there's a lot of confusion which needs a lot of clarification. India wins its landmark 100th ODI against New Zealand and they level the series 1-1. India registered a 6-wicket win over New Zealand in the 100th ODI between the two sides in Pune on Wednesday, leveling the 3-match series 1-1. Bhuvneshwar Kumar, he's been doing really well this series. He registered his ODI career's 6th 3-wicket haul to help India restrict New Zealand to 230 for 9 wickets, while Dhawan slammed his 22nd ODI 50. The series decider will take place in Kanpur on October 29th. And guess what? There is a new country that's now the world's most powerful passport holder. Asia's most powerful passport has elbowed past Europe's supreme citizenship Singapore is now the world's most powerful passport according to Passport Index, a ranking compiled by a financial advisory firm, Orton Capital. Singapore was previously tied with Germany for the number one spot with 158 countries. But now, in the past few days, Paraguay in fact removed its visa requirement for Singaporeans, giving citizens easy access to 159 countries. So basically, a Singaporean passport holder can now show up in any of these countries, get a stamp upon arrival, and stay legally in the country for 30 to 60 to 90, whichever number of days the country allows it to stay for. And that's what makes Singapore more powerful than Germany at this point. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go on the 26th of October. You're listening to your host, Ashwin. I will see you guys tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Adventures by Audio Library. You guys have a great morning.